building an illegal demolition takes centre stage now. A Norwich landmark which has stood in the fine city for more than 400 years could become a new home under plans lodged with the City Council. The owner of Garset House, between Cinema City and the halls in Princes Street, is hoping to transform the former office building into a four-bedroom home. With its vibrant pink exterior and period features, the 16th century Grade II listed property is one of the most eye-catching buildings in Norwich. It is said the former merchant's house, which dates back to 1589, was constructed from pieces of timber from the sunken Spanish Armada vessels, a story emphasised by the plaster carving of a Spanish galleon on the outside, though this has never been proven. It was a residential property from the medieval period until the early 20th century, when it was used as office space until 2022. It was most recently used by a local company and housed over 20 employees with six separate offices. The house was originally twice its current size, but half the building had to be pulled down in 1898 to make way for a link road from Redwell Street so trams could navigate around the tight corner at Princes Street. The latest plans would see the basement converted into a space for a games room, with a ground floor consisting of a kitchen, bathroom and utility room.
A parish council is fighting plans for a housing development due to a lack of affordable homes being proposed. Councillors in Tackleton have criticised the scheme, which would see 21 homes built on agricultural land near the fields, for not meeting the needs of local people. The plans lodged by Norfolk-based Heritage Developments would consist of a mix of detached, semi-detached and terraced homes. But no affordable housing would be built at the site, with the applicant instead asking to be exempt from South Norfolk Council's requirement that 28% of developments should be made up of affordable homes. Heritage has claimed such a provision would be unviable due to the economic impact of rising labour and material prices, general inflation and rising interest rates. The parish council has criticised the developer for this request, writing to South Norfolk's planning committee, "We have objections to the proposal in its current form because of a lack of local needs affordable homes as part of the proposal."
A housing developer has been ordered to replant more than 300 trees after an investigation found it did not have permission for controversial clearance work. The Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, had found Sirius Property Company felled 340 trees along the river at Trouse without a felling licence. The works, which happened in April 2023, were carried out as part of the developer's plans to build 670 homes at the former May Gurney and Deal Ground industrial sites. Sirius has now been ordered to plant no fewer than 340 trees, which must be maintained for 10 years after planting or from when the natural regeneration starts to show. Failure to comply will result in an enforcement notice being issued, which, if not complied with, may result in a separate offence being committed, which carries a penalty of an unlimited fine and court-ordered restocking. Sirius Property Company declined to comment, but a spokesman had previously said, "We maintain that we have followed all the correct procedures and guidance."
Norfolk Police have revealed their unusual new tactics to catch motorists on their phones by sending officers on the bus to spot them. The force has launched a new campaign which will see uniformed officers riding on first buses across the county looking out for drivers on their mobiles. Senior police believe the vehicles will provide an elevated vantage point from which to see into cars and catch unsuspecting motorists. Officers riding the buses are equipped with video devices to record evidence and will be able to radio their colleagues nearby, who can then pull over any drivers they catch on their handsets. Police say offending motorists will receive what they describe as educational input, although they may also face a fine of up to £1,000 and 6 points on their licence. The operation ran for the first time on Monday the 26th of February and saw 59 offences detected on the day. This included 39 people on their phone and 11 people not wearing seatbelts. One driver was caught using her mobile phone just weeks after passing her driving test. She will now have to resit both her theory and practical driving tests before being allowed to drive again. Another driver, who already had 12 points, will now face losing their license completely.
Restoration work on a water-damaged city centre building that dates back to the early 1700s has been given planning permission. Plans to replace the historic dome-like cupola on the Grade 1 listed Churchman House in Bethel Street have been approved. The feature was removed in 2021 due to water damage and timber decay, before being temporarily roofed over to ensure the site remained weathertight for the foreseeable future. This emergency work was carried out without consent, and it was considered a health risk and a safety risk. Norwich City Council can now build a new cupola on the building, which dates back to 1730 and is currently used by mental health charity Rest, after lodging plans with its own planning department. City Hall had been hoping to reuse as much of the original cupola as possible, but the conditions of the timbers has further deteriorated. Instead, a new timber structure matching the original design will be built, featuring the repaired original windows.
Controversial plans to build a line of pylons carrying power lines through the Norfolk countryside have won the significant backing of the Shadow Chancellor. Rachel Reeves said a future Labour government would support the National Grid's proposal for a 112-mile line from Dunstan, near Norwich, to Tilbury on the Thames estuary. The project would involve a string of 45 to 50 metre high pylons carrying power generated from wind farms off the Norfolk coast to elsewhere in the country. The route passes a number of South Norfolk communities and has provoked huge opposition in the area from the local MP, South Norfolk Council and Norfolk County Council. But Ms Reeves has given her party's support to the scheme, saying it was time to get on with it. On a visit to Norwich this week, she said, "There is a big opportunity for the UK to become the energy leaders of the future, and we need to seize that. We've got to crack on and build the energy infrastructure to heat our homes and get people's bills down. Renewable energy is the cheapest energy form. Investment is being held back due to a lack of grid connections. And if we carry on like this, we'll find ourselves increasingly reliant on Putin and other dictators around the world for our basic energy needs."
New 24-hour CCTV surveillance at rubbish dumping hotspots are set to be installed as part of an ongoing push to tackle fly tipping. As part of its £100,000 Love Norwich campaign, the City Council is pressing on with installing CCTV in places that suffer from the blight of fly tipping, which can bring fines of up to £1,000. The authority is writing to folk in six priority areas asking for thoughts on proposed CCTV in Normandy Tower, Springbank, Duro Place, Marpit Lane, Bowers Avenue and Heathgate. Once installed, the CCTV cameras will capture footage of a high enough quality to identify vehicle number plates. Recently, the council launched the Love Norwich online hub for communities to get involved with attempts to tidy up public areas and combat crime. The council is also considering introducing more community skips after the success of a trial run alongside flagship services in Cadge Road.
Our first feature today is being read by Dorothy Sneesby and is about the hairy biker, Dave Myers.